Okay, Kevin, you ready for the big
announcement?
I'm ready. All right, let's all gather around.
Do you have any sort of drum roll? This is the announcement Carm's been talking to us about for the past 48 hours or so.
Well, it came to me. I was out of town on
U.S. Open. We also have to get an update on that, Carm.
Right.
That.
So I was out of town at the U.S. Open this past Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
Nice casual drop. No big deal. Just at the U.S. Open.
Well, and it's not as... It's not as expensive as you think it is. I ticket for a value as far as sporting tickets go.
Okay.
We were getting in for. I was being a little creative.
You didn't pull media tag here?
No,
what?
No. Hard to get credentialed for the Open. They're coming from all over the world.
That's true.
And you got to apply way in advance. And I always forget, so I always end up scalping on the boardwalk and paying $50 to $70 for tickets. So we paid. I think it was $250s and $170. So that's not, you know. $50. You're there. You're literally there from.
Does that give you? Is that a daily pass type thing?
You can go to. You can get. That normally gives you a seat in the very top of Stadium One,
okay.
Which
at
you're
Arthur Ashe, right?
Yeah,
is Arthur Ashe Court. Or
exactly.
Arthur Ashe Stadium.
Arthur Ashe Stadium.
Okay.
So you're literally like last row United Center.
Okay.
Okay, and then you can go to any other court. So you're front row. On say court five for some.
I've heard tennis court. Remember, were you my? I know someone that went to the big tournament at Cincinnati a couple weeks ago, and it was the first tennis tournament. He's like, I'm going to go all the time now. He said it's awesome. You can walk around. There's a freedom to it.
I know that I get dogged for tennis. It is the it's so good.
All right,
you love it, Kev, because in New York at least, it's everywhere, but in New York. They got the fish shack. They got the prime. They got the prime
Beautiful.
Burger. They got the
Beautiful.
they got the fish and chip. I mean, they got a million different food options.
Okay.
The drink is the honey deuce, which is this like it's like a melon ball with like a lemonade and a something and
like
a vodka.
That's their popular drink, like the julep for the Derby,
right.
Sort of. Okay.
The honey deuce is for the Open.
They have Miller Lite.
Miller Lights. $10 Heinies. You know, that's
gotcha.
Standard.
Okay, we've derailed this conversation again. Let's get to the announcement.
So, and I'm always about, life is the learn and grow. Let's always do better. There's no touchdown dance. We're always, you know, even if you're in the third, you're 60-plusers, you should be not sitting on the couch. You should be thinking about exactly what you want to do today, right? And how to you want to be living your life. Not. There's no. Oh, I made all this money. Now I can just sit and relax. No. What's the next step? You should be doing exactly what you want to do, but you should be doing something.
When I have a ton of money, you know what I'm going to do.
What are you going to do?
Nothing and play golf.
Well, you say that, but we'll see what happens when you get there.
Trust me, the golf junkie. My goal in life will be to my next best score.
Well, and then maybe that will be, and that'll be something that motivates you to get on the course, and that's awesome. I plan on playing tennis until it's all over here, and tournaments, the whole thing. Hopefully I'll have some more freedom in time to do that 10, 20, 30 years down the line here. So, okay. I desperately, if I could go back in time, I really, really, really wanted to be a professional athlete more than anything
right.
else, or a college athlete, or a high school athlete.
And you came close, right?
Yeah, I was right on the cusp. It was right there.
Right after that JV year.
Right. Yeah, I was right there. So, you know, I'm watching the U.S. Open, and I'm seeing this talent. I'm thinking, you know, why can't I be Marco Bagdidis, 37 years old, still out there battling?
Oh, I love a Marco Bagdidis.
So solid.
Great forehand delivery.
The crowd was with him. It was great. Until he played the American Ryan Harrison, and they were chanting USA for him.
Absolutely.
So, but then, you know, reality is reality, and I realized that, I probably my tennis career is over.
You think so?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Not to that level. I'm gonna play my own tournaments on my own level, but you know, against Bill Leff. But I'm not gonna play at the U.S. Open. And I've also had this fascination or fantasy in my head that I want to be a referee, NBA referee, be on the court with them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, that gig is for young guys too. I'm in my early 40s. That's over.
How deep do they take that age-wise for professional?
You want to make it to an NBA referee? You best start in your 20s.
I mean, when do they retire? 60s?
60s,
late 50s,
60s.
Or so? Okay.
Yeah. So that's
Jerry
not
Crawford officiated to what? He was 94, 95.
I think he
like
was
that?
108. But yeah. So but there, that he had a long tenure. He was in his 60s when he retired. Okay. So that's out the window. Now. All right. I'm looking out at the U.S. Open,
okay,
and I'm seeing some guys running around the court, and most of them are young, but some are right in my age range. And I would like to officially announce that I want to be held to this. I would love a text every week. This next year, I'm going to do everything in my power to get quicker, to get my shoulder in phenomenal shape, to get my reaction time and my focus.
Agility.
My the ability to be in rapport with people of power. I'm going to get that all.
Grit.
I'm going to get all of that as sharp as I can possibly get it. Because I am announcing the big announcement right now. I will be trying out with the intent to make it as a 2017 U.S. Open ball boy.
All right, Carm. All right.
Now, tryouts this year.
Are the tryouts? Let's get training right now. Is this why you were doing push-ups during commercial breaks? Are you starting now?
Now, this is a thing. Like, you can go to the U.S. Open. Welcome to the homepage. Now, we'll make it the two. This is 2016. 2016 U.S. Open ball person tryout. Below, you'll find everything you need to join us. Okay, what? Approximately 80 sought-after positions as ball persons for the Open are up for grabs. Prospective ball persons will be evaluated by U.S. Open officials on their running, throwing, and catching skills.
Wow.
So you're on the end of the court, man, and balls are coming in. You got to fire them down to the other end.
Yeah.
Now you got the crowd to your left. You got a net in front of you.
Sometimes you can miss and hits.
You got to be accurate. Yeah. You got to be able to throw it. You can't.
You throw? You don't look like a thrower, Carm.
See, I was as a young baseball player. I was an infielder.
Oh, you did play baseball,
right? But then I got mental and went to the outfield.
Gotcha. So Chuck Knobloch situation at second base, couldn't hit first.
Right. Now, throwing a tennis ball, you don't have to be super accurate, but throwing a tennis ball, it's a light ball.
It's harder when it's lighter.
Right?
Baseball's a lot easier. It's got some density to it.
So I got to work on my throw.
Okay.
All right? So that's going to be...
I can help you with that, Carm.
Okay. So I appreciate that. I'm going to need some help here. Now, the other thing is, I mean, you're sprinting on the court.
Yeah.
If you're at the net, it's mostly, you know, a lot of the guys are behind.
Right.
But if you're at the net... That ball hits the net. I mean, you're up and boom.
Right. Now, everyone's seen it on TV, and it almost looks comical, but this is strict.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, this is how things are done in the tennis world.
Right. And if you're behind the court, you're sitting there, you got the hands up with the ball, showing them to the player. They nod at you. Got to bounce it to them. You got to be an accurate bounce.
Right.
Right. And then, you know, a lot of times they're look at you with just complete disdain.
Stink eye.
So you got to run, you got to get the towel, you got to open the towel wide, you give it to them, they wipe their sweat off.
Yeah, you know what I'm always surprised by? I'm always watching, I'm like, put some medical gloves on. It's disgusting. These guys are dripping with sweat for 4 hours. I don't want to touch that.
Well, what happens if it was like, say, I don't know, Serena Williams? Would you enjoy that sweat?
No.
Okay.
I'm not a big fan of sweat, Carm.
Okay, I'm all in.
I sweat like, you know, horribly.
Right.
I mean, it's disgusting.
I mean... 312-981-7200. I'd love your support, and if you think I can do it, or
oh, Carm, I 100% think you can do it. I'm actually not kidding, because earlier you said with the announcement, be honest. When I see the ball boys, they look like they're 15.
Some of them are.
Okay.
But there are people.
How large is the pool of tryouts?
I assume there's going to be a lot of people trying
like,
out.
You think in the hundreds, thousands?
I don't know. I really
don't.
But
only 80 spots up for grabs. They got to have some veterans that they probably just are automatic qualifiers, right?
Yes. I've seen a lot of those guys.
Those are the guys that are probably doing the championships, the semifinals, things like that.
They've been there. They've done that. I'll take a last court boys and girls qualifying thing. You know, I don't need to be center court, although I probably want to be there. But this is the dream.
I just want to say first and foremost, on behalf of the listeners, everyone here at the station who have been waiting for 2.5 hours for this announcement.
Did I let you down?
That we're thrilled that this is the announcement, Carm. And we are 100% behind you. I genuinely think that you can do it because you have like a good.
I really want this
because you know the tennis, you know the tennis atmosphere, you know the game. You could like. Your general instincts around tennis are going to be good compared to someone who's just like, oh, I'm going to try out for that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I believe in you, Carm. We should
thank you.
Okay,
thank
this
you.
Is
thank
a whole
you.
Thing, of course, because we're going to follow up with this,
really,
Carm.
Really, Carm, I waited around for the radio for this stupid announcement from the 219. Sorry to disappoint.
219, I'm with you, man. I've been doing the show with him for 2.5 hours. That's all he's been talking
231,
about.
231, woohoo, you go, Carm, and live the dream. Thank you, 231, 219. Is it the same 2-1? It's the same 2-1-9. That's the same 2-1-9. I see you.
7-7-3, valid point. Hey, Kevin, how about Maria Sharapova's sweat?
Right?
Valid point. I would take her towel.
There is nothing I want more in my life right now than to be a U.S. Open. You get the sweet polo shirt,
you probably
right?
get some awesome swag. If you get it, can you get me some swag?
I'll hook you.
You walked in with that Northwestern shirt earlier. I'm like, I need more Northwestern swag.
You work me on the throw. We get the throw down. I'll get you.
We're looking at a strong four-seamer. No two. It's got to be straight.
These guys whip it. I mean, it is a bullet across the court.
There's got to be a different.
I'm okay with a nice lob.
I'm guessing there's got to be a different sort of technique to throwing a tennis ball than a baseball. You know what I mean? Because you can't just. I feel like your accuracy is not going to be there.
3-1.
It's probably more of a wrist action.
312-981-7200. Love a call on the essence, the process of how do you properly throw a tennis ball versus a baseball. And I mean, to me, Kevin, this is the nuts and bolts. You just got to get on the tennis court. You got to practice it.
I wonder if we can get Kerry Wood on or Demp.
Yeah, maybe that would be a good look.
They would step out of their weekly.
I don't know if they know. Like, I feel like we got to get McEnroe on.
They can throw anything.
Yeah,
but you've talked
to
all the tennis greats, haven't you?
I've had an Agassi. I've had a McEnroe.
Okay, Carm, we're turning this into a video series. I've already got this whole thing planned. When are the tryouts?
Tryouts. Well, this year was June 23rd. So, I mean,
I thought it would be like a 6 month in advance type thing. Well, they probably want to make sure you're still healthy for the event.
I mean, that's 2 months in advance.
Okay, so we've
10
got
months
about
away.
A year. We're doing a video series for WGNRadio.com. Yeah. We're going to document this. We're going to get a sponsor for it. Also, yeah, if anybody wants to sponsor Carm's journey to the U.S. Open for next year, 312-981-7200, we'll direct you to sales crew.
773, don't get me wrong, Carm. I always love your enthusiasm and work ethic, but don't they have age requirements to the ball people? They do on the young side. 14 to 17-year-olds have to have a parent signature. But for a 43-year-old, I'm good. And the other part of it, there are people out there that are around my age. Like I saw one dude who was call it 30 pounds heavier than me. He had a sleeve on his calf. He could barely move, but he's out there.
But you, how old are you?
God, this is exactly the call that I wanted.
Wait, how old are you, though, real quick?
I'm 43.
Okay, you're 43. You look like you're probably, you could even pull off, don't take this wrong way, Carm, maybe a little Just for Men to young it up a little bit before you go, cover up the gray whiskers
You're right. Fully dyeing
the
hair. Don't
take that offensively. Just throwing it out there. Maybe look fresh.
But I can give you some diversity there, right?
That's true. Want quality tennis person play. That's all they're really looking for. Hey, ball boy play.
Hey, real quick, Kerry was a ball girl in high school. This is what I need. Kerry, what do you got, Kerry? How do we get this done?
Okay, well, I did it back in the day when it was the Virginia Slims. I had a tryout at AC Nielsen because I played high school tennis and almost played in college. So I was in high school and they had tryouts. And you had to throw the length of the tennis court. You had to know the rules. You had to know everything. And I actually got to do it like for Renee Richards' first match. I was the ball girl she went from being a man to a woman. I did her. I was a ball girl at her thing.
Wow.
And was the other girl who played up in Lincolnshire? She turned pro at 14. It was a big thing.
Capriati.
And I. No. She's from Lincolnshire. She's not Tracy Austin, but everybody thought I looked like Tracy Austin, so they thought I was there when I was standing in the stands. She was the first one who turned pro at 14. Wow. But it's a very cool experience. You get to be behind the scenes and do all sorts of stuff. And that was back in the day.
Do you get free stuff, Kerry?
Yeah, I did. I still have it. It was like Avon Tennis Championship. But that was a long time ago. But it was cool then. You got to go to a lot of the things, and I know kids who have done it. You know, when they have pro-ams. I ran a pro-am and had a whole bunch of kids do it.
Kerry, Kerry, I love you. I need brass tacks here. How do I get there? Tell me what to do. Guide this along.
I don't know. I played softball at that point, so I could throw the ball really far. And you had to be agile and probably know the rules. Back then, you had to know the rules, too.
See, that's what you have on your side, Carm.
You're a tennis player, so then you're probably really going to be able to do that then.
Okay.
So
I know the rules. I'm anxiety is just flowing in right now. I'm already thinking about it. Can you imagine?
It is anxiety because like when the ball bounces back in the halfway in the court and you're looking at the other kids, do I get it? Do you get it?
Right.
And the pros aren't happy. They want you to go and get back.
Right.
And so it's, so that's, Andrea Yeager was
Andrea playing. Yeager.
Andrea Yeager.
Just got
there
the text
we go.
In
I
as
did
well.
Her first pro match, yeah.
Yeah.
So it was pretty fun.
Yeah, there's.
So you get, now you can do it anywhere. And all that, I mean, you could probably try it out around here. Because they do have some things. I don't know if they do, you know, some little pro-am things that you could probably do. You know, in the big, like, old McEnroe town.
Awesome.
Maybe they would let you do that. You could try it out.
Okay. All right. To fail to prepare is preparing to fail. I got you, Carrie. I feel what I smell what you're cooking.
All right. Good luck, man. I'll be looking for you next year.
Thank you, Carrie.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Gary. Carm, you asked me to be honest on this. Can I be honest about, I think you hit all sorts of the points here on what it takes to be a ball boy at the U.S. Open. My biggest concern?
Yeah.
The arm.
Yeah, no, it's what I got to work on.
So we're going to go to the court. We're going to throw some balls around.
Okay. All right. Quick timeout. I'm leaving. I kind of want to.
We should get Bill Love's perspective on this.
Maybe. Okay. We can dial up Left. 720 WGN.